He's the air we breathe. He's the reason for our living. May I ask you to lift your hands and just worship the Lord from the bottom of your heart. Give God unlimited worship and unlimited praise. Just magnify the Lord for who He is to you. Awesome God. Glorious God. Powerful God. Merciful God. God of faithfulness without injustice. The God who saves, who heals, who delivers. The God who answers. The God who blesses. He is everything to us. More than enough. Bless Him from your heart. Praise Him from your heart. Ekalaraba seka yebos. Jesus, we magnify you this day. We bless you. We bless you. We bless you. We bless. We bless. We bless. We bless. We bless. We bless you. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. Tonight is the night of help from above. I find it easier to help people who appreciate what I do. I find it easier to help people who celebrate what I've done for them. It's not very easy to bless a person who thinks what you've done is nothing. I always tell this funny joke about a guy who had mental illness. You know, in some parts of the world, they don't manage you with mental illness properly. This guy roams from place to place looking for food. So he ends up in front of a woman who sells orange. And he tells her he wants orange. And she could tell he has mental illness. And she knows that whatever she gives him is free. She gives him the first orange. She gives him the second. And after 8 oranges, he belches in her face. And said, the orange is not even sweet. If you were the one who sells the orange, how would you react? You gave 8 oranges, and her final reaction is, it's not even sweet. Do you know that sometimes that's our attitude to the Lord? We don't show enough honor to the Lord, enough gratefulness. So if He's going to be the helper tonight of help from above, I want you to be so profuse in your thanking Him for the things He has done in your past, for how He has stretched His hand, for how He has proven Himself. The God who have exceeded your prayer, exceeded your waiting, exceeded your crying, your helper, your God, your Savior, your deliverer, your joy, your Father. Come on, bless Him from your heart. Bless Him from your heart. I want you to thank Him. We thank you, Jesus. We magnify you. We celebrate your faithfulness tonight for all that you have done and all that you are doing and all that you will yet do. The God who exceeds our prayer. The God who is bigger than our situation. The God whom before we call you answer, while we're still thinking, you've already done it. Receive all the glory. Receive all the praise. Receive all the honor. Jesus, we will not take for granted. Jesus. Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, we bless you. We bless. We bless your name. We bless. We bless your name. Thank you for your faithfulness. You are such an awesome God. You are such a great God. The God who answers prayer. who knows the end from the beginning, the God who took care of us, the God who was there when we were not there for you. We bless your name, Jesus. Maka Baradosha. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. Put your hands together and bless the Lord tonight. Welcome to the night of help from above. I believe your God will help you. Oh, Lord, let the person with the highest amen have the biggest breakthrough tonight. Isaiah 41 from verse 10 to 13. Isaiah 41 from verse 10 to 13. Isaiah 41 from verse 10 to 13. Thus saith the Lord, fear not, for I am with you. Don't be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Verse 12. You shall seek them and you will not find them. Those who contended with you, those who war against you, shall be as nothing, as a non-existent thing. Verse 13. For I, the Lord your God, will uphold your right hand, saying, fear not, I will help you. This is the word of the Lord to you. And God is not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent. Has he spoken, will he not do it? God will never commit himself to anything he will not do. Listen, if you're here tonight, I don't know what you need help for. But whatever it is, I'm going to give you just about 2-3 minutes to speak your mind to the Lord and say, Father, help me. I cannot come any other way than to scream help to you. You said I should not be afraid, you will help me. Help me, my Father. Lift your voice and begin to cry to the Lord. Everyone on your feet and begin to cry to the Lord. Father, help me. Help my family. Help me. Help my business. Jesus, help me. Help my destiny. I come to you the night of help from above. I seek your help. Baze baya dobra. When the prejudice of man tries to hinder me, help me. When the opinion of man tries to stop my blessing, help me. When men try to stand between me and my destiny, help me. When I can't seem to see the way, Father, help me. Lift your voice tonight. Lift your voice tonight. I cried unto the Lord with my voice, and he heard me from his holy place. Ah, yeah, dasha tasa. Dida baba boso dada, tede boso. Nande brosh, tede baras. Jesus. Jesus. Help me. Help me today, Lord. Help me. Help me, my Father. Help me. The one to whom all mankind come. Help me. Jesus, help me today. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. As you have cried to the Lord tonight, and his word says you should not be afraid, the power of fear is broken in your life. As he had said, not to be dismayed. From today, anyone who tries to make you afraid or dismayed, who have threatened your destiny, their counsel will not stand. Amen. Their opinion will not stand. Amen. Your God will strengthen you. Amen. Your God will help you. Amen. He will uphold you. Amen. By his righteous hand. Amen. The Bible says some people become incensed against you. Incensed means they are so mad, so angry to the point of wanting to kill. But God tells us their end. He said they shall be ashamed and they shall be disgraced. That is what it means when it says they shall be confounded. Again, I prophesy, anything, if it's a person, a place, or a thing that has come against your destiny, they will be ashamed and they will be disgraced. They will be as nothing. The mud that seemed to have poured on your body will dry and fall off. You will look for it, you will not find it. Where you have been marked to reach, you will get there. I prophesy on you and your children and your household today. Anything that have stood up in contention against you, they've called up a battle, but the battle is not yours, it's the Lord's. And as for that battle, you are coming out with testimony. They shall be as nothing, like a non-existent thing. God will uphold your right hand. He will help you. 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 He will help you.
He will help you. Somebody say help. Say help.
The Lord will help you and cause you to laugh again. In the name of Jesus. Psalm 37 verse 40. As for you and your household, your family, and everything that concerns you, and the Lord shall help them and deliver them. He shall deliver them from the wicked and save them because they trust in Him. Your household will be delivered. Your children will be delivered. What belongs to you will be delivered. Anything that came out of the pit of hell in this season of your life to fight you, we send it back where it came from.
We send it back where it came from.
I prophesy tonight, the night of divine help. Let help arise. Let help arise. Let help arise.
Let help arise. Let help arise. Let help arise. Let help arise.
And this right help is going to be from the Lord. Men will be used for you, but God will be your helper. Liba zika tundere barosa. In this season of your life, I don't know what is on your heart right now, but that thing that is on your heart, I prophesy and I declare that the season has come for you to testify. You shall be helped. You shall be helped. Say amen three times. Psalm 121 verse 1 to 3. Psalm 121 verse 1 to 3. I will lift up my eyes to the hills. From whence comes my help?
Somebody scream, help!
My help comes from the Lord, who made the heaven and the earth. So where can that thing hide? If the one who is helping you owns the heaven and the earth, the next verse, verse 3, says, he will not suffer my feet to be moved. Please put it on the screen. He who keeps Israel neither slumbers nor sleeps. Are they looking for Psalm 121 verse 3? It has escaped their Bible or what? Just joking. Psalm 121 verse 3, please put it on the screen. Okay. He will not allow your foot to be moved. Somebody is here today. You've reached the point of discouragement. And you have wondered what's the use. I prophesy on you. Late in your own midnight hour, light will shine. I said light will shine. I repeat, light will shine. That slumber of death, God will keep you from slumber. And God himself will not sleep on your case.
God will be on your on duty on your behalf. God will not be on break on your behalf. While you go to bed, he will be at work. God will do 24/7 on you, helping you in the name of Jesus.
Do you know that no matter how powerful people or things arise against you, they have their weak moments while God is not sleeping. They have their weak moments. So tonight, when the enemy think they have the highest hand,
heaven will frustrate their hand. I prophesy on somebody here that the kind of destiny you carry, the testimony you will bear in 2018, you have never borne it before. The kind of turnaround you will see this year, you have never seen it before. The kind of testimony you will give, you've never given it before. Shout a massive, I receive it. Put your hands together, bless the Lord again tonight. Come on. Do not look for your help in Egypt. Egypt is symbolic of man. Egypt is symbolic of people who tell you, we can do it for you. Anyone who is here today whom men have failed, I prophesy tonight that deliverance will come for you. I say again, deliverance will come for you. When men have let you down, God will lift you up. I say, when men have let you down, God will lift you up. Daniel chapter 3 verse 17. In the fiery furnace, in the tight place, and you don't know what you are able to do. Tonight, from the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, help will rise for you. If that is the case, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us from your hand, O King. Somebody's here today, you're in the hand of an oppressor. Financial oppression, physical oppression, mental oppression, any kind of oppression, I command your deliverance. I command your deliverance. I speak your deliverance. You shall be helped. You shall be delivered. You shall be helped. You shall be delivered. Somebody say amen. Amen. Psalm 34 verse 19 to 22. Psalm 34 verse 19 to 22. Your day of deliverance has come. I want you to know you are coming out of that affliction. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. Tonight, both the affliction and the afflictor, you shall not see anymore. I said, you will not see anymore. I'd like you to scream, help! In the middle of what you are going through, the Bible says he guards all his bones. Not one of them is broken. You are coming out with a testimony. You are coming out with favor. Your testimony will be integral. Your testimony will be there. Your integrity will stand. Your favor will not be shaken. Your breakthrough will not be shaken. And when it's all over, get ready for double promotion, double lifting, double favor, double glory. Evil shall slay the wicked. And those who have made themselves haters of your future and your destiny, Abrosha, Barike Skelorosa, we will not let them go in vain today. And so we will put the fire of God on their life. They will suffer the consequence of touching your destiny, of touching your life, of touching your family, of touching your testimony, of touching your destiny, of touching your life. Shout amen three times. Tonight, we stand on the word of God, and I prophesy into your life, help will rise for you. I said, help will rise for you. I declare help will rise for you. From tonight, even the area where you didn't ask for help, help will rise for you. The king appeared to a particular, the prophet appeared to a particular king in the Bible and told him to strike the ground with the arrow. And he only struck it three times. And the prophet told him, you've made a mistake. You should have just continued to strike it until I say that's enough, stop. Because the number of your striking determines the number of your victory. Today, somebody here, receive unlimited help. 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 Receive unlimited help.
Shout a massive amen. Somebody here, you've been making a lot of sound, but you are not moving forward like a car that's just been rev, woom, 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 and it's not going anywhere. From this day, as you have come to this night of help from above, you are moving forward. Please let your amen be so powerful.
I said you are moving forward. Someone here tonight, you've been going round and round and round in circle. You've not found your flow to go in the direction of your testimony. I lay hands on you. 2018, today we prophesy. You are moving forward. You are moving upward. 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 You are moving forward. You are moving upward in the name of Jesus.
Somebody here, you are so stagnated, you are on the same spot that people are beginning to laugh at you. I declare and decree, after tonight, they will see you in a new dimension.
They'll see you in a new level. New testimony. 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 In the name of Jesus.
Shout amen 3 times. Somebody here, you've had high hopes on a particular matter. Suddenly it was dashed. Only man can dash your hope. Your hope in God will not be dashed. Tonight I prophesy on you. When it seems as if you are hopeless, out of nowhere, when the help of man has failed, tonight of help from above, God himself will help you. I declare, God will help you. God will help you. God will help you. God will help you. Somebody here, you've made enough efforts, but there's no result. You've done all the things you know to do, they told you to do, and there's no result. From tonight, even in the midst of that mess, God will bring out your miracle. I said, God will bring out your miracle. God will bring out your miracle. God will bring out your miracle in the name of Jesus. Somebody have stayed in a place of mockery to continue to mock you, even though they have nothing to show, but they just chose to mock you. They are very sarcastic about your life. I lay hands on you today and I prophesy, heaven will help you to silence them. Heaven will help you to lift you even further up. Heaven will help you. I declare, heaven will help you in the name of Jesus. There's somebody here today, you feel like you are under all the time. You are staying long in a place like you are a tail and not the head. Tonight of help from above, anyone in the tail region that should be the head according to the word of God, so today we command your relocation.
We command your relocation. You will be the head. You will be the testimony. You will be the head. You will be the testimony. I declare again, you will be the head. You will be the testimony in the name of Jesus.
In the marketplace where you've been selling, all you've been getting is zero, no profit, zero, no profit. Every business person who is in this service today, this is the year of the profitabilities.
This is the year of increase. This is the year of change. This is the year of help. Help will come to you. Man will help you. Woman will help you. People will help you. In the name of Jesus.
Somebody here, every time God is beginning to lift you up, some people gang up to pull you down. Every instrument with which they try to pull you down shall result in your lifting.
It shall result in your lifting. I declare it shall result in your lifting. They will be put to shame. I prophesy they will be put to shame.
I'd like you to shout help again tonight.
Say it like you mean it. Help!
Somebody here, all kinds of barrages of attacks have come against you.
In the middle of that attack, there will be a lifting. 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 Shout amen.
If you keep dreaming, you see yourself in classrooms, you see yourself going back to levels that you are higher than. If you keep seeing yourself in nakedness, it means the enemy is planning to embarrass you, to take you back. Tonight, heaven will help you.
You are coming out of embarrassment. You are coming out of shame. You are coming into testimony. You are coming into glory. You are coming into favor. You are coming into a lifting. You're coming into a lifting. You're coming into a lifting. You're coming into a lifting. Somebody scream help. Help.
If after all you have done, you have a master's degree, you have a first degree, you have this, you have that, but you still have unexplainable backwardness, non-achievement, you can't quite point at things that are symbolic of progress. You have come tonight to tonight's meeting, the 14th day of January. This year, heaven will rise to make your progress.
I declare again, heaven will rise to give you progress. Somebody will be lifted to bless you. You will move forward. I said, you will move forward. I declare again, you will move forward.
Anyone at this service today, your life has been rotating on the same spot.
Rotating on the same spot. We break you from the cycle of failure. Help would rise for you.
Isaiah chapter 60 verse 1 and 2. Isaiah chapter 60 verse 1 and 2. Arise, shine, for your light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Verse 2. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth. Deep darkness will be upon this planet. No matter how people make noise, sing new music, do all sorts of things, there is serious darkness in the world. But for you, God will arise over you, and his glory will be seen in you. Somebody's in this service today. When darkness covers the earth and people are in confusion and doing the things they should not do, heaven will help you.
Heaven will help your family. Your children will not miss it. Your family will not miss it. They will not walk in darkness. Shout amen three times.
Let's lift the help level again tonight. At this time, I want you to say serious amen to this one. Somebody is here. There is an embargo on all the things you are doing, so that there has not been a level of breakthrough like you should have.
From today, we destroy the embargo. Somebody is here. There's a limitation placed on the glory you should carry, because some people cannot handle your glory. They think you don't deserve it. Today, we silence their voice. We silence their voice. As somebody here, there's a restriction on your progress. Somebody's even writing new laws to limit how progressive you can be. You must not move here. You must not move there. Even including churches. Can you believe that?
Met a pastor 2 weeks ago. A local government in London have hired a special team on how to close down about 800 churches. About 800 churches. They made it how to close it down. How to close down those churches. Writing new laws. So many believers don't even know this war is not physical. But tonight, there's somebody here. The kind of help you've never known is rising for you. Anyone trying to put chains, restrictions on you in the natural, in the spirit realm, we break their chain.
I said, we break their chain. We break their chain. in the name of Jesus.
There is a red card sign in the realm of the spirit that somebody is trying to put an evil stop on you, so that you're unable to move on in the highway of life, where they have put a red to stop your movement. I command your advancement. I command your advancement. I command your advancement. I command your advancement. Isaiah 22 verse 25. Somebody has been nailed down, so you cannot move forward. Nailed down. Every satanic nail used to hold you on one spot. Every lie to mess up your head so that you will not dream, so that you will not move forward, so that you will not have vision. I destroy those nails. You are moving forward. You are going upwards. You are increasing in favor. In the name of Jesus, shout a good amen. Any wicked sanction on your rising, any wicked sanction on your lifting, the blood cancels it. Any ban on your rising, I remove it in the name of Jesus. Every evil campaign in the realm of the demonic against your progress, I cancel it in the name of Jesus. Heaven will silence them. I said, heaven will silence them. I declare heaven will silence them. I said heaven will silence them.
There is an evil propaganda in the realm of the spirit against your being blessed, against your rising. Tonight, every demonic propaganda will result in your pushing forward. It shall not reduce you. It shall not limit you. When they try to shut one door, 10 doors will open. When the enemy tries to shut the door of blessing, 10 doors of favor will open. To your left, a door will open. To your right, a door will open. Behind you, a door will open. In front, a door will open. Shout amen, 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 amen.
Tonight, I declare again, heaven will help you. Any evil plan to prevent your rising, I go into the boardroom and I go into the midwifery where it is being planned, and I abort it in the name of Jesus. I abort it in the name of Jesus. Any manipulation that wants to reduce your progress and scatter your destiny, they are not big enough. Let God arise. Let his enemies be scattered. Let angels arise. Let them scatter the lies. Shout amen 3 times.
Any frustration preventing your lifting, growing up, and preventing your going further is scattered in the name of Jesus. I decree in the name of Jesus that you will not be rising and falling. You'll be going from glory to glory, from favor to favor, testimony to testimony, in the name of Jesus. Shout a massive amen.
Anybody at this service whom every time you are close to your promotion, they postpone it. Every time you are close to your testimony, they postpone it. Every time you are close to your breakthrough, they postpone it. I prophesy tonight as a servant of Jesus, no more postponements.
No more postponements. You will hit the target. You will get there in the name of Jesus. I said you will get there. The evil arrow that have been fired at your lifting and progress goes back to the sender.
Paul said, from now on let no man trouble me, for I bear in my body the marks of the Lord Jesus Christ. Anybody who has decided to trouble you, we release angelic hosts to trouble them. And you know, sometimes people who are not people of the faith don't even know when what they are going through has to do with what they have attempted. I want God to open their eyes. Anyone who touches your life, first let them go. God, let God know, let them know that it is because they touch your life. They will suffer the consequence. They will not go free.
In the name of Jesus. Shout amen 3 times.
Any power that wants to extend problems in your life must die in the name of Jesus.
It must die in the name of Jesus. Somebody shout help. 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 Help.
Ezekiel chapter 12 verses 21 to 25 says that your favor will no longer delay, and the problem will no longer be prolonged.
And the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, what is this proverb that you people have about the land of Israel, which says,
the days are prolonged and every vision fails?
Tell them, therefore, thus saith the Lord God, I will lay this proverb to rest, and they shall no more use it as a proverb in Israel.
But say to them,
the days are at hand, and the fulfillment of every vision. For no more shall there be any false vision or faltering divination within the house of Israel. Verse 25. For I am the Lord, I speak, and the word which I speak will come to pass. It will no more be postponed.
For in your days, O rebellious house, I will say the word and perform it, says the Lord God.
Oh, somebody's here. The day of performance has come in the name of Jesus.
Everything God spoke to you shall be performed. It shall become your reality. I said it will become your reality. Shout amen 3 times.
So tonight, wherever you are standing, I prophesy to you, Psalm 60 verse 12. Because of God, because of Jehovah, 2018, you will do valiantly. You will achieve exceedingly. I lay hand on you. The currents of divine help will flow into your life. Everything in creation, when God is ready to help a man, even the wind can help him.
I declare tonight, everything in creation will rise for your help. 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 Will rise for your help.
Shout a massive amen. The God who helped Jacob in the house of Laban will help you.
I said, he will help you.
Somebody here, you have a helper on earth. There is a man connected to your destiny. I want you to say a massive 3 amen to this one.
Your destiny helper will be connected to you. I repeat that one again. And I want you to say amen 3 times. Your destiny helper will be connected to you.
All your helpers that are in various nations will begin to locate you. There are foreign helpers that are available to make your destiny beautiful. They will locate you from today. They will find you from today. In the name of Jesus, I prophesy to you today, the doors you've been knocking will open for you. It will open for you. God is changing your situation. He's changing your life. He's changing your story. He's breaking through for you. He's locating you by fire. He's giving you testimony. In the name of Jesus, He's washing you clean. He's giving you testimony. He's breaking through for you. He's giving you unusual help. In the name of Jesus. Shout yes 3 times.
Any power that wants to hinder your help, we will be consumed by the fire of God. Anyone who puts himself in the way of your testimony who allows themselves to be used by hell, they will suffer the consequence.
From today, your destiny will attract unusual help.
I said your destiny will attract unusual help.
I prophesy on somebody here today that the problems that they don't want to give up, you've done everything, you've fasted, you've prayed, you've cried,
it shall fizzle out before your face. It will fizzle out before your face.
Look at me. Anything that has become a proverb in your life, a negative proverb, oh, my things don't happen on time, my favor does not manifest on time, things are tied up all the time, let's get their breakthrough, I don't get man on time, I pray for people they receive, when it comes to my own situation, then it becomes tougher. I stand on this altar tonight and we reverse your story.
We reverse your story. From today, good news will follow you. Testimony will follow you. This is the year that you will be helped. I said you will be helped. 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 You will be helped.
There's some stubborn reproaches and hardships that have followed your life. They are vacating from tonight. I said they are vacating from tonight. You will look for them from tomorrow morning. You will not find them.
You will not find them.
Anointing for unusual help will rise for you. I declare tonight, unusual help, the kind that doesn't make sense,
people who don't even know you before, just rising and helping you, he will rise for you. I say God will help you. God will bless you. God will help you.
Everything in creation will cooperate with your progress. You will testify. You will testify. Psalm 20 from verse 1. May the Lord answer you in the days of trouble. Bakalisho no bakazekera. May the name of the God of Jacob defend you. You have cried, you have prayed, you waited during December 30 days of fasting prayer. You are here in the night of help from above. I prophesy on you that God will answer you. And as for help, your help is coming from his sanctuary. Your strength is coming out of Zion. Somebody scream, help! Say help!
When help comes from the sanctuary of God, it is hard for any man to stop it. The kind of help which no government can stop. No man can stop. No coupist. Somebody planning a coup against your life. Sitting down. How can we pull her down? How can we destroy her? And they are planning and they are strategizing. Heaven will blow on them from tonight.
You are coming out with testimony.
You are coming out with glory. You're coming out with favor in the name of Jesus.
Verse 3 says, may he remember all your offerings and accept all your burnt sacrifice. From tonight, the days when you sowed seed, the days when you sowed the seed of prayer, the seed of offering, the seed of giving, the seed of tithing, the seed of this, the seed of that, from tonight I declare God will remember it.
In the name of Jesus, the desires of your heart will become reality. And as for you, look at me. The reason God will help you is that you have a purpose. How many people have a purpose here? Purpose is destiny. Purpose is where you are going. Some people who have no purpose, they pick on your own purpose. They try to tear it apart. Because if I'm busy with my purpose, I'll not be busy about somebody else's purpose. I prophesy on you today. She will fulfill your purpose. You will fulfill your destiny in the name of Jesus. You will fulfill your purpose. Scream yes.
Stay on that scripture. Don't move on from verse 4. Just leave it on the screen. Listen, there are seasons in your life when things are quiet. Don't rewrite your story. There are seasons in your life when there's no money in your pocket. Don't rewrite your story. There are seasons in your life when you can't even understand what you are going through. Don't rewrite your story. I see a better day. I see a new horizon.
So somebody shout, help. Say it again, help. Say it louder, help. Tonight, heaven is helping somebody. I'm putting testimony in your mouth. Heaven is putting a celebration in your life.
In the name of Jesus. The next verse says, verse 5, please. We will rejoice in our salvation. And in the name of our God, we will set up our banners. May the Lord fulfill all your petition. Petition is prayer to a person higher than you. When you petition someone higher than you, it can be written and it can be spoken. It is called supplication. It is called petition. It is the same thing. How many of you cried to God all through December? Tonight, you have come to this place. He said he will fulfill all your petition. How many of them? Tonight, we stand on this altar, the night of help from above, and we'll prophesy on your life. Heaven will fulfill your dream.
Fulfill your vision. The counsel of the enemy will not stand concerning you. Only God's counsel will stand. Only God's purpose will stand. Shout amen 3 times.
Next verse says, now I know that the Lord saves his anointed. He will answer him from his holy heaven with the saving strength of his right hand. We don't know how he's going to do it, but there is a person here. In the way that you cannot figure out, heaven will do it.
I said, heaven will do it. Heaven will do it. If you have to be the last name put on the list, heaven will do it. If you have to be the last person employed by the system, heaven will do it. If you have to be the last person allowed to come in, heaven will do it. You will be helped. You will be helped. You will be helped.
Verse 7 says, some trust in chariots, some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. Let them keep trusting what they trust. How many of you trust in the name of Jesus? Because of that trust, you'll not be put to shame. I say you'll not be put to shame. But rather, you have reason to celebrate and reason to glorify to God the Lord. Let's close by looking at the next verse. What the next verse? They have bowed down and fallen, but you will be risen and standing upright. Tonight, by the mantle of Jesus on my life, and upon this scripture that is written here, I declare that you will have the last laugh.
You will have a testimony. You will have the last laugh. The last celebration. 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 Put your hands together, give God a praise.
When they have bowed down and they have fallen, because they will fall.
I said the giants will fall. Anesayonte bring us a lead.
You know, every boasting giant just wants you to be afraid. But I prophesy the giants will fall.
The giants will fall. The giants will fall. The giants will fall. But you will rise and you will stand and you will have a testimony. Give God praise tonight. Bless him.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Heaven will help you. Turn around is coming. I said, turn around is coming.
I said, glory is coming. Glory is coming. Favor is coming.
Welcome to a new day of uncommon divine help.
Welcome to a new day of unusual divine help. Welcome to God lifting your heads and making you dance again. Welcome to a new day of celebrating, of rejoicing, of blessing the Lord. Welcome to a new day. He will never leave you. He will not forsake you. Just get and bless the Lord.
Praise God. I said, praise the Lord. So from tonight, your help is already on the way. Look at somebody, tell them it won't be long. Look at them, tell them it won't be long. It won't be long. It won't be long. It won't be long. Hallelujah. It won't be long. We've already done our help ministration tonight, but let me just give you one more scriptures, or two more scriptures. Psalm 30 verse 10 to 12. Psalm 30 verse 10 to 12. Put it on the screen. Psalm 30 verse 10 to 12. Hear, O Lord, have mercy on me. Lord, be my helper. Verse 11. You have turned for me my mourning into dancing. You've put off my sackcloth and clothed me with gladness. Verse 12. To the end that my glory may sing praise to you and not be silent. Your glory will not be silent. O Lord my God, I will give thanks to you forever. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 14 to 16. Hebrews chapter 4, verses 14 to 16. Seeing then that we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, hold fast our confession. Verse 15. For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weakness, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. Therefore, let us come to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace in the time of need. In the Old Testament, it was the mercy seat. In the New Testament, it is the throne of grace. There is a difference. In the Old Testament, the mercy seat will mean the person may decide to help you, but in the New Testament, the throne of grace means the blessing is already available. One was a seat, the other is a throne. There is a difference between mercy and grace. Grace makes all available. How many of you are ready to dive into the sea of grace and just enjoy the help of God?
I want you to rejoice like it's already done. Come on, begin to rejoice like it's gone. Rejoice. My God will help me. My God will bless me. I will be helped. Not what man says. My God will help me. I'm rejoicing already. I'm blessing the Lord. I'm celebrating. My God will help me. 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 Rejoice again. Rejoice again like he's already done. Come on. My God will help me. I will not be put to shame. My God will help me. Thank you, Jesus. I will be helped. I will be strengthened. I am not alone. I am not afraid. Glory to God. Praise the Lord.
Second phase of our ministry tonight. Want to pray for our children who are going back to school. Many of them have gone back. Excuse me. Many of them have already gone back. So January 14th is not the best time to do our back to school prayer. But both those who are here and those who are already in school, our prayer will reach them. How many of you believe that even those who are already in school will reach them? I had a funny experience during the Ebola crisis. I was in Africa. I was traveling in Nigeria. And every country was very conscious, particularly in Africa. As you come in, they made you use special things to clean your hand as you go through the airport. Everywhere you go, they check your face. So one guy just told me, "Hey, Pastor Matthew, praise the Lord." And you know that everyone was afraid of shaking one another. He said, "Praise the Lord, Pastor Matthew." I said, "Yeah, God bless you." I said, "Sir, can you Bluetooth the blessing to me?" So tonight we will Bluetooth the blessing to our children who are already at school. all the sons, daughters, young people from play school to university who are in the service tonight, just come and line up. It's going to be a very short prayer. No pushing, no running. And for those who are in school, we'll Bluetooth it to them. Supernatural Bluetooth. A holy Bluetooth. Praise the Lord. It's going to be a very short one, but this is a very important part. For all of you young people who are around the altar, some of you may understand what I'm about to say. Some, it may even be too high for you. It's very important, whether you are in nursery, play school, kindergarten, primary, secondary, technical, university, A-levels, to always remember you are a child of God. You belong to God. You need to wake up to the awareness that there is more darkness in our world today. And somebody's targeting your mind as a young person. They think they've lost the battle on your parent. Your parent loved Jesus too much. But you also need to love Jesus too much. You need to love him with all of your heart. You need to love him with all of your mind. You need to love him with all of your strength, because you are the next generation. It's not going to be long when you take the microphone from Pastor Matthew, because we are getting too old to do this thing. Some of you are going to be the pastor of KICC Prayer City, whole streets, and new branches. You need to hurry up so you can come take the mic, because I'm tired. I want to give one of you the mic. How many of you would like to take the mic in Prayer City? Yes, I can see some preachers here. Amen. Praise God. So love Jesus with all of your heart. Don't let nobody put you down. Don't let nobody sell a lie to you. Listen, there's nothing as cool as knowing Christ and serving Christ. You're not too young to serve Christ. You're not too old to serve Christ. I gave my life when I was 20. I was called by God to be a pastor when I was 21. Went to Bible school when I was 22. Left Bible school and became assistant pastor at 24. That's all I've done all these years. So whether you are in secondary, university, whether you're studying chemistry, biochemistry, arts, dance, fashion, whatever you're doing it, do it to the glory of God. Even if you're in nursery, primary, know that Jesus loves you. For those of you who are growing, who are already teenagers or young adults, stay away from pornography. Stay away from nightclubbing. When guys come to you with drugs, tell them, I say no to drugs. Stay away from tobacco. It looks good. Looks cool smoking. But it kills. Blackens your lungs. When I was a teenager, a young adult, I think. How old was I? 20. I was hanging out with a guy who used to smoke. So I began to smoke with him. That was a long time. Don't look at me that way. And I was trying to even impress the guy. He would smoke and puff out the smoke. I will inhale it. I didn't know I was killing myself. Within a few weeks, I couldn't climb just these few steps. My heart was already expanded with smoke, with lungs. If I had continued, I would have died a long time ago. You see, when you stay away from those things, apart from the fact that it doesn't honor God, you live longer. How many of you would like to live long? 100 years. 120 years. Let me see your hand. You want to live 100, 120 years. I also want to live 120 years. Stay away from those things. You're not too young to be told these things. Stay away from people who talk to you about sleeping together isn't wrong. Stay away from those who try to sell Adam and Steve be married. Stay away. In this house,
while we appreciate, respect anybody who has a particular sexual orientation outside of the church, and we do not denigrate them, we do not put them down, but we are saying, for those who are in the house of God, the statutory law of God is our book. It is what we respect. As they respect their lifestyle, they should respect our lifestyle. And in case you don't know, there are even pastors who are afraid to make statements like I made. That's why some of us will be the ones you will see that have been attacked, because we are ready to speak what is Bible and not what is acceptable. No matter how the lie is packaged, it is with the intent to put down. Stay away, my friends, from wild music. They may be great. They may have great names. They dance on the stage. You like them. But they have a lifestyle you don't want. You know, they have a lifestyle you don't want. These guys don't hold the value your parents hold. And they don't hold the value you want to have in your future. Drake may be great on the stage, but he's a ganja smoker behind. Jay-Z may be great on the stage, but they have another lifestyle behind. Live for God. Honor Jesus. Serve Christ. I know it's not very strong in British universities and high schools and secondary, but stay away from gangs. Don't join anyone, whatever name they call themselves. You're already a member of the gang of Jesus, and there's a better gang to belong to. Stay away. They make it look like it's cool. And somebody will tell them, if you show how hard you are, then you'll be respected. No. If I have to look bad to be respected, then I am bad. You should be respected for just who you are. For the grace of God on your life. The day is going to come. In fact, one of the revelations I saw, I don't know which of you is going to be. I think I almost forgot to share the revelation. One of the revelations I saw a child in this house who has been crowned and celebrated for some outstanding feat. It was a national celebration. So I pray that will be your testimony. Don't join any gang. They say, come, they say, no, I'm already a member of a gang. They say, which gang? You say, the Nation of Jesus. Praise God. Very important to serve Christ. Stay away from lack of focus. Keep your focus. Social media is good, but when it's time to study, shut it down. Shut Facebook down. Shut Instagram down. Focus on your study. Shut every other thing down. Be the best you could ever be. Don't waste your time. Always honor your parents. Never turn your back on your mom. If your mom is a single parent, that's when you should give her double honor. She's trying to be your dad and your mom all at the same time. It's not easy, man. Father and mother at home is not easy. How much more your mom is trying to raise you alone. She's working so hard so you can have good trainers, good clothes, bad shoes, academic t-shirts. Do they still wear academics? Nobody wears them anymore. All right, those were what my sons grew with. Your mom's trying. Never turn your back when your mom's talking to you. You stand, you face. Never leave her presence until she tells you to go. Never answer back. Never raise word for word with your parent. Listen, you want to know why? The degree of honor you start giving your parent will determine the honor you give people outside. And if you are a honoring person, doors will always open for you. And we were giving out clothes to the widows during the event we had in Africa. Some boys were sent, and their story was genuine, but there was one boy I didn't want to give. He had an attitude. I said, your grandmother sent the wrong person. And if you have this attitude towards me, you want to collect the clothes that I bought with my money and the cash I'm going to put on it, and you have an attitude.
I said, I'm tempted not to give you. It's just that you came from a long way. Some older woman came out to come and explain, truly his grandmother sent him. I said, but please, I'm sending a message to her that her grandson needs to change. And I had to preach to the boy. He said, stop. I'm writing a book right now. It's a book on honor. Nothing opens doors in life like honor. Learn to honor your parent. Learn to honor people. Learn to honor your teacher. Even those who don't deserve it, honor them. And you will never stay down. Okay? Are you getting something? I'm about to pray for you, but I just thought to speak to you first. Don't get involved. Some of you who are very good with the internet, don't get involved in internet fraud. Don't do a fast one on nobody. Don't sell a lie. Don't go on eBay selling a toy car as if it's the real car. You know what I'm saying? Praise God. Don't get into alcohol. Don't get into alcohol. Don't drink. Don't do Pink Lady. Don't do Smirnoff. Don't do all that stuff. There's already enough alcohol in the tomato you eat that your body needs. There's already enough alcohol in the fruits you eat which your body needs. Once you begin to drink it, you are destroying your system. You are killing your lungs. You are killing your heart. And you are dying slowly. You will live long. For what I'm preaching to you, I should preach it on Sunday morning to even some of the parents. Form good habits. Don't steal. If it's not yours, it's not yours. If you don't have it, you don't have. One of the reasons why there's almost nothing I cannot do for my children is that whatever I gave them when they were young was enough. There was a time we didn't have any money. Even the trainers they wore had no name. It wasn't, Nike, Adidas. They were just trainers. Sold at Liverpool Street. £4.99. The jackets they wore had no name. That was all I could afford. And when my boys wore it, you thought they were the richest men on earth. They never for one day said, oh, this clothes I'm wearing had no name. So there's nothing I could never give them because they honored us and they never complained. And they're still that way up to now, even though they are married and have their own life. So my young friends, don't be lazy, be hardworking. Don't get into gangster. Don't lose your concentration. Stay away from funny lifestyles. Love Jesus. How many of you are in university? Is there anyone here who is in the university? Those of you in the university, you heard us talk about campus fire. Register with Royals. Start campus fire on your campus. Doesn't have to be a big thing. Could be in your room. You and 2-3 others. You are meeting together. We'll have material on Royals website which you can download, do Bible study. You never know. Maybe your pastor gift will begin to show forth. I'm about to pray for you. Are you ready? I'd like all the parents to stand up. Stretch your hand towards these are beautiful kids. These are lovely God gifts. God's gift to us. Begin to pray for them that ideas from heaven will rest on them. The gifts of heaven will rest upon them. The blessing of the Lord will rest on their life. They will be a testimony to the glory of God. They will never be down. They will always be above. In the name of Jesus, the hand of the Lord will be awesome in their life. The goodness of God will be awesome in their life. Pray for them. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on, pray for them. Jesus, Maka de Broso Teka Baba, Riketoke Paka Sepros. In Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus, I pray for every of our children around this altar today. Your mind will not be disturbed. In the name of Jesus, evil will not see you. In the name of Jesus, from today, the purpose for which God created you will be manifested. You will live a successful life. God will anoint you for success. Everything you lay your hands on will work out. I pray for everyone from nursery to play school, kindergarten, primary, secondary, A-levels, university. I pray for you, you will succeed. You will rise in life. God will give you ideas. God will give you fulfillment. You will be fruitful. Every lie of Satan against your mind will not work. You will be fulfilled. Our children will break records. Records of good things. You will be outstanding. You will soar high in life. You will prosper in life. You will be great in life. You will break through. You will have enlargement. You will testify. God will set you on top. You will be above only. You will never be under. You will fulfill destiny. You will possess possessions. You will be children of glory, children of favor, children of testimony, children who are outstanding. Any friend that will confuse you, God will remove them from your journey. Today I pray for your minds. Your mind will work for good. Your life will be a testimony. I pray for every young person at this altar today. May your gift manifest. May your talents manifest. May your skills show forth. Anything inside you that is a pointer to the call of God in your life will manifest. Some of you at the altar today, you are called to be into designing, into painting, into art. Some of you are called into science. Some of you are called into artificial intelligence. May you stand out. May you be above only, never under. Whatever is inside you, that is your meal ticket to the future, you will not miss it. I pray for each one of you. You will not be wasted. You will not die young. You will live long. You will not die young. You will live long. God will keep you. God will strengthen you. Your talent will make room for you. I pray for you today. Early in your life, your gift will be discovered. Samuel was discovered at the age of 2 or 3. Early in your life, your destiny will be discovered. Your favor will show up. I pray for you today. Every dream, every aspiration of your heart will become reality. You will not repeat your father's mistake. You will not repeat your parents' mistake. You will be blessed. You will be favored. You will be lifted. In the name of Jesus. From today, you will be above only. I declare and decree you'll be above only. In the name of Jesus. That will be your testimony. In Jesus' name. Let all the children at the altar shout amen. Let everybody scream amen. So my young friends at the altar, two more things to tell you. Develop a reading culture. Shut down. Get away from TV. Get away from them. Just sit down. Read, 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 read. Become so knowledgeable on the area where you are studying or even beyond it. Be outstanding so that no man can put you down on any ground. Let them see that, wow, they've picked on the wrong person if they want to pick on you. That you are the best. Help me to tell three of your friends around you, be the best. 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 God bless you. You may go back to your seats. Be the best. 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 Everyone tonight in this service, I also all want all the adults, turn to 7 people and tell them God will help you. 7 adults.